Medien haben. Fellow seekers of the divine. The fundamental teaching of the ancients of this land was that Brahman alone is without a second. If we wanted to put it in an even simpler English expression, we would simply say their fundamental teacher is a God alone is. There is a second teaching that derives from that. And is stated because it concerns us and drives the point home. And that is the great sentence from the Veda that declares that thou art. Because if Brahman alone is, then whatever is must be that, and nothing except that. And those who have seen the truth declare there are no differences here. They see one alone, no differences. Indeed, there is no one seeing it when there is no differences. There simply are no differences. Everything is there as it is seen now. But nothing is separate. Why then is that not our vision at this moment? They said, it is because you have wrong identification. For some inexplicable reason, you have left that vision of one alone and identified with an individual body and mind. That is not the real tragedy. The real tragedy is that by identifying with one thing, you feel yourself separate from everything else. The real peculiarity is that you who are part of the universe, suddenly feel yourself to be the center of the universe. And as the center of the universe, you are the subject, and everything else is an object. As they are objects, they are not as important as we, the subject. Which we all write, if we were the only ones who felt that way. But everyone else feels the same way. And everyone wants their due respect as being the subject. When we don't get it, there are fights and quarrels inevitably. That is the tragedy of the human situation. The gospel, or the good news, is that it doesn't have to remain that way. Because we are simply suffering from wrong identification. It is not the truth. The truth is, we are that. Therefore, being told what our true identification is, we can strive to leave behind our false identification until our true identification reveals itself. Potentially, it is in our minds right now. That is why, without expecting it, we can have spiritual experiences. The potential is there. But we have to work to make that potential present at all times. That is the purpose of our spiritual practices, to purify our minds so that the truth that is always there becomes apparent. This is also the purpose of being in an atmosphere like Shivananda Ashram. The vibrations of this place makes it easier for those ancient truths to enter our minds. The vibrations of this place help reveal the inner meaning of truths we have previously heard. But underneath it all is the fundamental truth that can never change, that God alone is, which means it is our birthright. something that will reveal itself if we put forth the effort, if we want it with all our heart and soul, if we hunger and thirst for it. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Carry on.